This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, hour three today on the Dom Show. Welcome in noon until three, Monday through Friday. I told you tomorrow we'll have the Greek question as a side. If you have a good side, you can always hit me on email, Twitter, social media. We'll consider it. All righty, 855-839-1210. Just thanks to all the producers, and over the holidays, there's quite a number of them, but the main, Henry and Kirk, and somewhat Sean during the year, and just the great work they do that adds such flavor to the show, particularly on the side question and things of that nature. Now, I have a bet with Henry, you know, about the Eagles and this ploy not to play their starters. I even forget the full bet here. I got to look that up. But going to be an interesting weekend. And just the, I don't know, the overkill here. Got to get that second seat. So we'll see. Did they make a judgment call? The only thing that will tell us is how well do they do going forward? Is resting players better than having home field advantage? Why is Philadelphia such a home field advantage? You know why. The fans and the city. You come here, particularly for football, boy, every team says the same thing. How difficult it wins. All right, maybe the most shocking story I can bring you today, it could be just a stunt. But yesterday, during all the exchanges and the midnight shows, Stephen Colbert was on and talking about running for president in 2028. Oh, my God. You got to love it. It's a shame he didn't run against Trump. That would have been fun. Picture him on the stage. All right, 855-839-1210. And we kick off the 250th year now, all the celebrations with Philadelphia. And how did Philadelphia kick it off last night? Disappointing. I mean, the concert drew a lot of people. But they're doing the same things again. There's no tie-in this year to these are not just parties or concerts like on July 4th. They're about the 250th anniversary. You got to plug that in. They don't really want to do that. They just want to have a party like they do every year. So we'll see if the city actually comes through and connects to that and the manner that they connect to it and what they say about the 250th anniversary. By the way, no money melody today, so I don't forget. But toward the tail end of 2025, my reacquaintance with Navy League honcho Tom Metzger has led to just a revival of that relationship all the way back to WWDB. NavyLeaguePhilly.org. If you were in the sea service, meaning Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, well then, this is the place for you. They do great work. To be a member, it's only $25 a year. And they have great events where you get together here. The people I met at the Army-Navy game, and you're hearing some of those interviews, were just wonderful in their service. One guy had served in Somalia around the time of Black Hawk Down and talked about that incredibly. So they bring us Money Melody every day. We'll restore Money Melody on Monday for a prize, and the side question will have a prize. It's a prizeless week here, which is good for the fun of it we're playing today. NavyLeaguePhilly.org, though, you will enjoy this. You will have great camaraderie, and there's a lot of things that they do throughout the year. So get with Tom Metzger, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. NavyLeaguePhilly.org. You will enjoy that associationship, particularly if you're in the Navy, stuff like that. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. And the theme throughout today is what the stakes are in Minnesota. And the stakes are, I'm watching this, so are my colleagues in talk radio to say we voted for this. and we want you to clean this up. We don't want to hear, oh, well, 25 people. No. We want to know about elected officials. We want to know about blowing up these pirates and this plundering ring that is the infrastructure of Minnesota. We want to know about using the full federal power here to stop this. Because if you can't or won't, the average American starts to think, why vote? Why pay your taxes? Why do all this stuff when we just have people across the board? I'm looking at a story from Texas of Latvian, I'm not even sure if they're here illegally or not, immigrants, allegedly, fraudulently, a $14 million gift card bunco outfit, allegedly. $14 million there. On and on and on, these people coming to this country and not getting why they should be coming here and just seeing as a source of income and corruption. And that's what's going on in Minnesota. Not every Somali, but where they are in other places, we're seeing an army of people come out now. Now, there's a penalty to be the Nick Shirleys of the world. Nick has gone on several shows talking about people coming after him, about the death threats and other things. This is cut four. Here's Nick Shirley talking about how this, he believes, is creating thousands more citizen journalists. Cut four.
Let's get into it, and I know that this is going to ruffle some feathers, but I don't give a fuck. Go get your Somalian sisters.
Okay,
whoa,
but beep that. Beep it. You got that, John? Okay, good. All right, yeah, let's not play that cut anymore. I don't know what happened there. Okay, let's just knock that off the playlist. Don't play that until we take care of that. 855-839-1210, you get on board. He also talked, as I said, about death threats and about how they're going to have trouble coming after him due to the fact he doesn't do any of the things that are necessary to make a case against him. Here's somebody who has done more than all these investigative journalists. And they're arguing, well, we investigated, it's there, this is nothing new. Yeah, but he is using the modalities and the ability to break through with the average person. Last I saw, it's 115 million views on Twitter, and that may have been a day or two ago. This could top out at 125 million or more views on Twitter, which would be outstanding. I mean, just breaking through. Big time. That's what's going on. And who knows what makes a viral moment, why it hits at that point, and why it doesn't with all these investigatory things that go on. But it has. And that's a good thing. All right, let's go to some callers here. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, Happy New Year.
Hey, Dom, Happy New Year. Got to get in before the 7th.
Yeah, well, that's right. Let me ask you, Scott, 47 million people, you're the basketball guy, watched parts of or a lot of the NBA, those games on Christmas Day. It's up 45%. What might be the reason?
I don't know the reason. I was watching football. So
yeah, well, right. I mean, I thought football would dwarf it, but, you know, it was competitive, and considering how bad the football games were, but the NBA did really well. That's stunning to me.
Well, I think part of the reason it was competitive was because the football games were on Netflix, and not everybody has Netflix. It's a paid service.
Oh, that's right. And
on,
the buffering
on a regular
problem
network.
That Netflix has, et cetera. That's right.
Yeah, I think if they'd been on a regular network, that would have been a no-brainer. NFL would have smoked them as usual. But Ed Markley was so upset, he was complaining that the NFL's greedy, or what do you call them? Because they were
with Charles Barkley, right? Well, give us back some of your $20 million a year, yeah.
That's all these guys, exactly. You know, and the thing with Minnesota is, in addition to, you know, just fraud in general, number one is that I think there's scams like this all over the country. All this, what we call fraud, waste, and abuse, is a way bigger than we just kind of say it as a little side thing. But it's costing us all so much money. It's making everything more expensive for us. Then there's a political element to it that we're really being defeated in many ways with our own money. We pay taxes, ridiculous amounts of taxes that are totally unnecessary. And the people that control the money are working against our interests, and they're basically taking our money to work against our interests and defeat us politically. And I mean, that's why we have 80-20 issues in this country that the thing that 20% of people agree with keeps happening, because there's a small number of people that are in control.
Yeah, look, I agree with you, and that's why Trump is so critical, though, and he shouldn't squander his magic, because during the 2024 campaign, at least his people and somewhat Trump realized that 80-20, and they spent about $50 million on the trans issue, and it, you know this, Scott, but for other listeners, I believe what it does, it not only solidifies your base, but people that may or may not vote, they hear that, men out there beating up on women, and they go, where do I vote, and how do I vote against that party? That's what happens.
Yeah, I agree that that's been Trump's genius, is to run the 80-20 issues. But I would say this, and this may be a bold statement, but I think getting arrest on this kind of thing and handling these type of fraudulent situations where they're basically stealing our money to use it against us is even more important than some of this election integrity stuff. And then the election integrity stuff is huge. But the money that they're using is what's funding them to stop election integrity and to do all these negative things to the country that nobody can understand why they're happening.
Yeah, it's a money laundering thing is what goes on here. The teachers unions, particularly with the Democrat Party, that's right. And by power of law, I know when I was a teacher in Jersey, it's a statute. They're mandated to take the money out of your paycheck. You never have to send them a check. They just take it.
Exactly. And there's so many, and God knows how many examples are out there of all the stuff that we will never, ever even know about that they're doing.
Well, that's why I think I love the idea of the citizen journalist revival here and getting some resources. That's what Nick Shirley is saying, because they have to live too. You turn loose 100, 200 of these kids like Nick Shirley across the country, you are going to hit pay dirt almost every day of the week.
There's no doubt. It's just a matter of the intimidation factor, and that's the hardest part. I mean, even Trump's gone through that, where only because he's got a, you know, incredible courage, is he still going and doing what he's doing. But the FBI, like you said, has to address this. This is like, I can't think of anything right now that is more important than making this a public spectacle. And I'll tell you one thing. I would do this as a fun thing. Ask people that you know, normal people in your life that are not political, and see if they've even heard about this. Say, do you know about the fraud in Minnesota? And I'll bet you half of them haven't even heard about it.
Yeah, that's the case. But when they do, when you break through with enough of them, like the trans issue, this is the type of stuff that gets them crazy. You know, if you can break it through and explain. And I think that's why Shirley has broken through here, at least on Twitter. He's made it interesting in the way he's approached this. It's on a bigger scale what Frankie Scales did with Larry Krasner.
And then the question is, who's going to win the battle of PR? Are they going to be able to discredit him in some way or not? I mean, because there's so many people that, you know, kind of the default Democrats that don't really follow politics, but they vote Democrat most of the time. Are they going to be, you know, basically the PR world will convince them to dismiss this and not worry about it?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I hope, to your point, too, it spins off not just to the Somalis, but other groups, other situations that are copying this fraudulent model. And it could be $100 billion, $200 billion, it could be $500 billion. I don't know if it's a trillion or not. But
it could be unlimited. I mean, think about it. Yeah, we had a balanced budget, you know, 25 years ago. Now we can't even get close to that. Why? Where's the money going? How did people survive then? I mean, it doesn't even make sense that all this money needs to be spent. We're deficit spending, you know, $2 or $3 trillion a year.
That's a great point, Scott. You think there's so much it could never do that. I remember when Allen Iverson was playing in spending and routinely losing $50,000 a night in casinos there for a while. I don't care how much you're making, unless you're Elon Musk. You go around losing $50,000 a night. You got 5 or 6 kids you're paying with different women child care for and suits and all that stuff. You got a posse around with you. You could be bankrupt pretty quickly.
And that's what's happening to the country. The money, we're working and paying and paying and paying,
right.
And we don't know where it goes. I mean, we really have no idea. We know, but the more we, I mean, like you said, teachers unions is one of them, but that's like probably another small part. I mean, there's so many of these scams. I can't even imagine how many are out there. And yeah, really,
exactly.
Like you said, the only
Scott,
thing, we have to chill the water and arrest people.
Yeah, who's your who's the person you want to leave the country?
Since there's no prize, you mind if I give you two?
Sure.
Okay, one is Barack Obama. I think an obvious one. I'm tired of hearing from him. His influence on the country has been so negative. It's time for him just to, fine, he got a lot of money. Go. Take it with you and go. And the other one, I guess in some ways I feel the same way, is LeBron James. I cannot stand that guy. If he left, I would be more likely to watch more NBA games. That's how much I can't stand him.
Yeah, I would agree. And the idea that he's better than Michael Jordan is preposterous. You know, I'm old school on that, too. I love Michael Jordan, but I watch Wilt. Now, Wilt sometimes, you know, things didn't go his way. But to say he wasn't the best player ever, they changed 36 rules for him, you know.
Oh, well, that's a heel. Like Wilt said one time years ago, the NBA made rules to stop him. Now they make rules to help the superstars. Back
right.
then, they were beating him up every night, hanging on him, doing whatever they could to him, every dirty trick. If he played with today's NBA rules, I mean, he'd shoot 70%.
Yeah, the classic interview he did, nobody loves Goliath. That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott. True. Have a good New Year's. All right, that's a good one. We'll put Scott down for those at the end, and we'll see what John and Kirk think. No prize today and tomorrow, but Monday we rev it up again with that. On the side question, tomorrow will be the Greek thing. Got to do the Greek thing with Zenos and Drew of Upper Darby. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. More of your calls coming up. And the Federalist has a great, the top, I'm not going to give you all 25. The top 25 lies told by progressives this year on a big scale nationally. They have number one. I don't know if it's number one or not, but they're still doing it. Calling Mr. Abrego Garcia, remember him? The Maryland man. The guy caught up in all kinds of things that should have been deported back to El Salvador. And I played you a lot the union head because he was a union guy. And this guy was like a building trades guy, as I remember. Do you think the union guys, you know, building trades guys in Philadelphia, want this guy here? I don't think so. But again, to Scott's point, the people controlling the union, the people that was the president, we're all in. You're not going to take a union member away. We're not going to let Trump do that. Would that be widespread support? The union guys I know, the building trades filled up, and I differ with them on some things, they're patriots. They're not going to go with this guy here illegally, hooked up allegedly with MS-13, allegedly a wife abuser, etc. They're not going to say he's a union guy. Union, union, union. We don't care if you're here legally or not. But their leadership does. That's the difference. All right, phone lines are 855-839-12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
10.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time, coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. By the way, I told you, good news story ending the year, that overdose deaths attributed to fentanyl overdose in Philadelphia are way down. And in the middle of going through the theories and the reasons why, the Philadelphia Inquirer utters a phrase, they really can't believe this, can they? That particularly there was concern about pregnant people, not pregnant women. Oh, no. They use the phrase pregnant people. Gee, Inquirer, you should then put in the next comma, holiday trees, holiday season. Hint, hint, not Christmas. How can you be, Scott Jennings says this all the time. You're in favor of boys, men, in girls, women's sports. How can I take you with any credibility on any issue that's more complicated, like the economy, national defense? You've just thrown your credibility out. How can we take you seriously on the fentanyl piece about what is causing this, which is good news, when you're talking about so-called pregnant people rather than pregnant women? Well, that's not in the Funk and Wagnalls Guide to Progressive Reporting at the Inquirer, I guess. We'll have to strike that phrase. Pregnant people. Okay, get in, hit us on the side, somebody or somebodies. You can hit us with a couple that you'd like to see lead the country. And by the way, some of the things they mentioned, more proliferation of Narcan, good. We want to save lives. We don't want people to die with that. But no mention of shutting down the border and how that might be helping. And would it help even more to use drones to take out the drug laboratories, the factories they actually have in Mexico? And Ron DeSantis would do that. Now, I get it, sovereign country, the neighbor and all that, but they can't or won't do anything about that. Well, the cartels wouldn't like that. They would fire more on Border Patrol. They do that, and then they're really going to get it. Then they're going to be targeted. They're going to be taken out like the Israelis take people out. That's what the bottom line is. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Hey, Earl, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dom. I'm kind of concerned about how it seems like this whole Minnesota thing has been turned around and how they're blaming Trump and also conservatives. I was watching a news clip from a WCCO, CBS4 in Minneapolis, and typical CBS fashion, they go and they report that it was a conservative YouTuber, Nick Shirley. Like, his politics have anything to do with any of his reporting. You never hear anybody say liberal movie maker Michael Moore talking about Columbine. No, it always seems like it's always about conservatives. Excuse me a second, I'm trying to catch my breath. It just seems odd that, you know, it's always Trump's fault. I call it but journalism, where anytime you say, there was a fraud found in Minneapolis, but Trump had Trump University. It's like, well, that has nothing to do with all of this fraud, right, that's being committed in Minneapolis.
Well, surely the best they have on him, he's acknowledges he was a prankster a bit, you know, innocent pranksting type of stuff as a high school student using YouTube. That's it. That's what they've been able to compile on him. They've tried to say, well, you know, maybe it's only 99% correct. You really want to go on that CBS to say this isn't essentially a massive fraud ring like we've never seen before?
But the fact that, you know, they're also saying, oh, well, it's Islamophobic, it's racist.
Yes.
You know, the whole point behind it is right now in Philadelphia, there's a Catholic charity that's stealing thousands of dollars. There's a Jewish charity that's stealing thousands of dollars. It's one charity that's stealing, you know, money in any one place, and they're difficult to find. They're taking small amounts, and you really can't find them. There's fraud everywhere in the country. But there's this one group in this one city that's all organized together. It just seems odd that you have 95 Somali organizations that are stealing billions of dollars, and it's like, well, they're all together. It's real easy to find them. It's a large amount of money. Let's go and take care of this one large one. Then we can concentrate on some of these smaller ones later. And they're saying, well, you know, it was a white woman that started the whole thing. Well,
yeah.
Who cares? Lock her up, too. I don't care if she's white. I don't care if they're black.
No,
I don't care.
We would start with that
just
to show good faith. You know, I hear that all the time, that if we actually enforce the death penalty, it would be racially biased to do that. So the guy, I think he's still on death row over in Delaware, who was a rich white guy that killed Anne-Marie Fahey and dumped her overboard, apparently. Start with him, I've always said. Execute him first. Capano.
Well, it's like anything else, especially when you have someone like Larry Krasner. People commit crime. You know, some people will never commit a crime. Some people will commit a crime no matter what they do, or no matter what you do to them. It's the people in the middle that, you know, if you enforce the law, they would be more reluctant not to commit a crime.
Yes.
If they know
exactly
they can get
right
away with it, they'll do it.
Exactly. So, Earl, who is it you want to leave the country in 2026?
Mine would be Bobby De Niro, Robert De Niro. Always plays a tough guy at 5'9.5". I mean, anytime you ever see him out in public, he's wearing 8-inch heels on his elevator boots. And he's just, you know, so anti-Trump. I mean, just goes on TV and swears and just, you know, how much he hates Trump. And it's just getting to the point where, you know, you're not really a tough guy. You just play one on TV, Bob. You know, even the people that grew up with him, you know, always said that he was a wannabe that used to hang around with the tough guys, and they all made fun of him.
Thank you, Earl. Yep, De Niro's classic, without a doubt. And he doesn't fade. In 2025, he was out there again. Somebody said Keith Olbermann. I think it was True Today. Always a good one. He's not as prominent. De Niro, though, has the stature. Yeah. Mine were the Markles. Well, wait a minute. Prince Harry's a hunt. No, he's not. He's secondary there. Both of them. And we're paying to protect them, et cetera. I thought Trump at various times was ready to ouster them out of the country. But I guess the Brits, the politics of it. 855-839-1210. All right, before we say today who we like the best, and tomorrow we'll have the Greek thing, and then back on Monday with the prize at the end of the week for the side question, and we'll have a winner every day. Get in right now at 855-839-1210. It may be recency bias, but I have to say this Minnesota story definitely ranks in the top 10 and maybe the top 5 of the entire year. And again, I think Trump was ahead of the curve here. We almost immediately stopped talking about the Afghans as a group because one of their members allegedly shot to death that woman, National Guardswoman, on the streets of Washington. That was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'd say within a matter of days, we were on to this. And then when Nick Shirley really ratcheted up, I'd have to go back and see which day. Yeah, this has been the thing of now legal immigration, not just illegal immigration. And more people are saying, and I am one of them, that people that want to come to the country legally even, we have to have a sense they love what America is about. It's not just to make a buck, and certainly not coming here ultimately to descend into welfare and plunder. And that's what this group, by and large, has done. Again, it's not every Somali out of the Somali, the 100,000, or there might be 200,000 in the country. But out of way out of proportion to their numbers, this is what they're engaged in. It is not just a white woman who started some of this fraud. It's all the Somalis that are involved in all kinds of fraudulent stuff, including apparently, thousands of parents. This is the one that gets me the most. I don't know about you. To say their child had autism, and they set up these phony autism clinics with nobody there, just collecting money, and then we have footage of the parents being paid off. Some have been convicted. They ought to all be deported along with their kids, every one of them. If it's 10,000, it's 10,000. If it's 20,000, I don't care. It's worth it to do it. We have all these problems with detecting wide rise in autism. And then you have these people involved in that type of scam. Look, the entire scamming, defrauding Americans and all, it's not just the money. It's the idea that people are struggling. They want to do the right things. They're working hard. They want relief, affordability. They see Democrats there. And then they see this system, and Scott of Mount Laurel called in. Who knows how much it is? And then you have outfits like the teachers' unions, money laundering, just running it right through to Democrats who then money launder to the people that are going to vote for them. And that's how the system goes. And the average American, we have to start saying, I'm calling out Kash Patel. I think he's been uneven as the FBI director. This was there. Why didn't they do something more about it? They would be the arm to do it even more than the Justice Department. Now they're supposed to be all over it. Well, they better be producing effectively enough that we indict public officials there and that we deport hundreds, if not thousands, of people from Somalia. Deport them. There has to be enough grounds for this. There's enough video evidence. There's enough of all. Now, the phoniest, one of those, I'm not sure if it's the one where he knocked on the door. They said they don't have the records of the kids, the 40 kids they should have in their daycare, because somebody drilled a hole in the wall and stole the documents. And on Twitter, people are sharp. Experts have said, nope, that hole was drilled from the inside out, not outside in. No, no one's stealing the list of your kids and all the rest of it. This is what they're engaged in. And so far, Nick Shirley has weathered the storm. because there's not much on them out there that they're going to be able to pin on them. And my big take this week has been the media is not even not willing to cover the story. They're actually trying to suppress it. And what they want to do is they want to tamp down these citizen journalists like Nick Shirley. Now, look, some of these people do something good, and they're James O'Keefe is an example. I like James O'Keefe. He had a sense. He was the original. Remember the style with O'Keefe pretending to be Acorn? How many of you were with me then? And going into an Acorn office and the fraud that was involved right here in this area. And he took his grandmom's chinchilla coat to look like a pimp. I may have to get that up and put it up on YouTube tomorrow. It was entertaining as hell. But I'm not, you know, with O'Keefe on every stunt that he's pulled. But he has been wildly successful. He is probably the biggest and the best in some ways on an ongoing basis. But now because of social media, et cetera, we're seeing people like Nick Shirley be able to put on something interesting, entertaining, and get 125 million views. And the media hates that more than just the ideology. They hate it that some 23-year-old kid could turn in this major of a story. O'Keefe never scored like this, even though that first one with Acorn was brilliant. You remember Acorn, right? They were involved in sketchy, shady stuff, to put it mildly, around voting, etc., in this area, and how he exposed them. I'll play some of that tomorrow. I'm going to dig that out to see if we still have it on Twitter. They were entertaining beyond belief. When he comes in as a pimp with someone who's allegedly one of his prostitutes, asking to get a free house, it was something like that with Acorn, and they're all over it to do it. It spread like wildfire. I might get O'Keefe on the show, and I'm not vouching for every stunt, everything that he did, et cetera. Sometimes, you know, he didn't have much, and he played it. But how many things did he break on camera, getting them to admit to what they're really about? Progressives up and down the line. They now imagine you have 100 of them. It's so much easier to do in the manner that Nick Shirley did it. Look what Frank Scales did with Larry Krasner. Nobody else got to Krasner like that. It was funny when the one woman screamed, "We love you, Frankie. We love you back," as he's going back and forth with Krasner. And Krasner melted down big time. So this is so doable. You have 100 people across the country, Twitter, whatever, looking for this stuff, and they're going to expose. Could it be $1 trillion? That seems a little high. I mean, how much a trillion is. But you know what? Just look at how much has been exposed here. I'd say it's $100 billion at least, maybe half a trillion of obvious fraud that's gone on. Plunder, pirates. And the wildest part of this story, it's tourism fraud. Two people from Philadelphia have been indicted because they went to Minnesota hearing how lush it was for fraud, and they allegedly were committing fraud there. They're sitting here in Philadelphia, one of the capitals of fraud, and they go, no, there's a lot more money to be made in Minnesota. Tourism fraud. People want action on this, not just exposure. Some elected officials have to be made to resign, or even better, at least indicted, including the Attorney General and Walz, and maybe his daughter, who is somebody I would hope leaves the country in 2026, Walz's daughter. 855-839-1210. Jump in with Dom. Get in before the final gong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
final chance today, and we'll tell you our personal favorite on the side question. Somebody or somebodies you'd like to see leave the country in 2026. I don't have it today, but I'll have it tomorrow. I just sent it to Henry. This liberal, angry daycare center woman, director, in Minnesota, on Twitter, says Donald Trump sent Nick Shirley to destroy the Somali community. On fraud, she says, reading from the paper, well, the child care system in Minnesota is very complicated. Now you're saying, how in the world can they say it? Because this is what they do. They don't care about reality. She may even believe it. They'll say anything just to keep the ball moving. So our job is to wake up every day to stop them, restore the country, and then play a good defense against them when we get to a better spot to stop them from plundering and ruining it. They're not going to change. Now, if they're committing crimes, the other option, and you have two options here, thank God, not just to put them in jail, but to deport them big time and to stop them from getting back in to infect the country. But this woman, the job is not to convince her, you cannot, any maniac that's going down this path. Your job is to elect enough people at every level. I don't care if it's dog catcher, school board director. Any Democrat you elect is going to, at best, enable the Krasners of the world, the National Democrat Party. So the job is, even if you have to settle for an occasional rhino just to have at least a shot, that's what we have to do. Now, one of my predictions today is Republicans will win the midterms. So I got some time before that happens, but it's going to be, we're going to have to push them over the finish line, to put it mildly. And we've had several interesting predictions from Linda Kearns, among others. So if you have a prediction or the side question, we'd love to have you get on board. But tomorrow, hope you're with me noon until 3. I started Googling during that break. I need a little bit more time. But I'd like to give you that footage, particularly youtube.com/1210. It's been a while. I don't know if it's been 15 years, 20 years. I remember how much we would talk about Acorn. Acorn was this group, I guess they were around the country, but sluicing money in sketchy ways, criminal ways at times, all over the place. And they were penetrated by an undercover operation led by James O'Keefe. That's when he put himself on the map. And I remember having him on because he had this ghastly chinchilla coat on. He had a big pimp hat on. Then he goes to them. And they're more than happy with the footage. He had one of his late, quote, ladies with him to say, yeah, we're going to hook you up with a free house and all the rest of it. And then the expose was underway. And Acorn, I don't know if it still exists. I got to really think about that or not. He has done fabulous work. That was number one. That was his biggest hit, I think, in the beginning. He's done other stuff where he's gotten people at dinners to say exactly what the progressive agenda was in one thing or another. So he was the originator. Well, Shirley's not even doing that. Because the advantage Shirley has is social media. O'Keefe didn't have a lot of that when he started. I don't even remember what the social media would be. Maybe it would be Facebook at that point. I don't know. And the media resent this kid because they can't get 125 million views on Twitter. So they want to say, how's this investigative journalism? Well, with all their investigative journalism, let's go through. You got a few seconds left here. Let's go through with all their investigative journalism, the CBS, NBC, ABC. How did they not see that Joe Biden was completely incompetent to be president or anything else? Did they not want to see it? And I would concede that's a really good bit of it. Or are they so incompetent and blinded by ideology, it wasn't even like, all right, we're going to cover up for Biden. They would say, well, what about Trump? Look at what Trump's doing here. Other presidents. It's kind of mixed. I mean, that's my advice is, if you ever get in an argument with this, that's the go-to. This is the thing right before our eyes that you just can't get away from. And when Trump said to him, neither does he know what he's talking about, that moment right there was magical. I mean, I wish I had been in the spin room during that debate. I was in the spin room with the Kamala Harris debate. And I told you, I'm so glad I did it. I got to see this up close. Andrea Mitchell of what then MSNBC, crawling on the floor through the legs of 100 men to get up to close to where Trump was with the gaggle around him. Me face to face with the Scaramucci guy. And he's saying, what the hell is this? Yeah, what's going on here? I wish everybody could be in the spin room, Democrat spin room particularly, to see. And I saw Kristi Noem, who was brilliant in that. So I don't know why she has some of the faux pas that she does. She was brilliant in the spin room. And so was Levitt. And so was Marco Rubio, saying he hated Dallas Cowboys. All right, let's go to Jim in Levittown. Jim is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good, Jim.
Listen, what you've been talking about with all this fraud and all this stuff, well, I'm a Trump fan, but I blame Trump. He put Patel and Bondi in there, and they've had all these things where they get everybody together and they talk it over, but nobody's getting prosecuted. Nothing's being done.
I wouldn't say quite nothing, but to your point, and again, I could be wrong about this. I think Patel and the FBI have been worse. I see him as not diligent. At least with Bondi, she's been put in difficult situations. But you're right. I wouldn't give Bondi an A-plus on this either. And that's what we voted for, that actual accountability, and that means indictments at least, than whatever the criminal justice
right.
system does.
Now, here's another thing. I have a feeling that's why Bongino left the FBI.
I think maybe some of that. I think, look, it's a hard job. He had the best job in the world. He had a job like I do, and he had it nationally, and I know him. There's no better job than this. So I think, yeah, maybe some of that. If he were in charge, maybe he would stay, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think a lot of people I know up in here in Levittown and all, they're all Trump people. They're all kind of very disappointed and kind of getting mad at Trump.
I hear you. And you got a couple things, too. We do want to see what we voted for. We're not seeing it on this front. And two, Trump's got to give a little ground, or call it what you will, and acknowledge, hey, affordability's a problem now, but look at how we're working on a big, beautiful bill. Acknowledge it. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. I just wanted to call in and
yeah,
check
thank you,
with
Jim.
You.
No, I'm glad you did. That's what we voted for. You're exactly right. Happy New Year. Yeah. I more see Patel a problem here. Bondi, I'm not saying he's covered in glory. But again, we do want to see, it's been a year, and this is a prime example why people are fired up. Are you going to see walls? But and the Republicans. I know it's a tactic. They're inviting him now. They have to subpoena him ultimately. He's got to be brought in to testify. And the attorney general there, Ellison, you may remember him, his leadership before with Democrats, how odious that guy is. He is more complicit in this, arguably, or at least the same as Walz. And other Democrats at various levels there. Massive indictments and deportations. Again, I'd hunt these parents down with the my kid has autism thing, taking money, that whole ring that was involved there. That, to me, as bad as the rest of this stuff is almost hard to believe. All right, Andy in Center City. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Happy New Year, Andy.
Hey,
go right ahead.
Hey, Dom. Happy New Year. I listen to you all the time. You've got a
Thank
great
you
show.
Very much, Andy.
I was listening to you earlier. That was called Project Veritas when
yes.
They did the Acorn expose. He did a lot of exposés. They were wonderful videotapes. He was in government office. The ones in Acorn where he was dressed up, you reminded me when he was dressed up like a pimp. That was absolutely incredible when Acorn told him how he could get around the loop to make sure that he could use it. He could market a young girl that he was dealing with.
Yeah, so definitely. I'm going to find that. But now that we use YouTube here, Andy, and when I had him on and asked about the chinchilla coat, the entertainment value, it was his grandma's coat he took, and I think he had a big hat on at one point, too.
he had that hat on. He had that fur coat. It was absolutely comic, unbelievable, but it was true. The other thing I wanted to mention, because I know you're busy today, if you look at the billions and billions of dollars that Walz has lost out there in his state, what I'm curious to find out is how much of that money wound up back into his campaign for vice president.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's what we have to determine, and I think we've got the skill sets in the FBI, the IRS, and in the Justice Department to do that. But I would bet you a dollar to a donut that a lot of that money wound back up in the various Democrats' campaigns for office. You've got a great show. I don't want to belabor any of this. I listen to you almost every day, Dom. You're just great.
And, thank you, Andy. Thank you. Have a great new year. We will continue in 2026. And thanks to John today producing, and thanks to Kirk. And let's start with Kirk. Kirk, who did you like the most today?
I'm going to go with, even though she's a guest host for the station, I'm still going with Linda Kearns for Thruple. Thruple.
Yes. The three
judges.
How about you, John?
I'm going with Scott and Mount Laurel today. I'm tired of LeBron James. Please retire and go vacation in Cancun, please.
All right. I'll go with Linda, not just to be a homer, though. Yeah, it was outside the box,
exactly.
Even though there were some great ones today.
Yep.
We'll do it all tomorrow. Contact some local diners. Get those Greeks to tell you something that's Grecian. Again, thanks to Henry as the principal day-to-day here running all the operation. And John and Kirk, many days Kirk with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow. And look, if I can get James O'Keefe on, I might do it Monday to talk about this whole movement. But I will be able, I think, tomorrow to find you this Project Veritas. And when you see this guy in a cockamamie chinchilla coat and the pimp hat, and they're helping him out, that really sunk Acorn. Thank God. All right. I'm not sure who's on next, but the Rich Zioli Show is next. Four big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.